Labor union leaders and members are hoping that they can bank on promises made by President Joe Biden and by Microsoft at a Biden event yesterday in Racine County. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports that the 2024 presidential campaign trail continues to motor through Wisconsin.
Microsoft has started to build a large data center complex partly on land in Mount Pleasant that had been set aside for Foxconn. Before that, technology firm scaled back promises for a huge campus that the firm says would have eventually employed 13,000 people. Speaking at nearby Gateway Technical College in Sturtevant, President Biden reminded the audience that nearly 6 years ago, then-President Donald Trump, who likely will be Biden's main opponent in this November's election, had been a big backer of Foxconn.
In fact, he came here with your Senator Ron Johnson literally holding a golden shovel, promising to build the eighth wonder of the world. Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
Foxconn reportedly only employs about 1,000 people in Wisconsin. Biden also announced that Microsoft is promising to expand the Racine County data center beyond the firm's original announcement. Company President Brad Smith says overall, over the next 3 years, Microsoft will spend $3.3 billion in the area. Smith says that includes an artificial intelligence-related project at UW-Milwaukee.
The first of its kind in the United States, a manufacturing-focused AI co-innovation lab. It will be at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee at the Connected Systems Institute. We literally will have the opportunity to help hundreds of companies, hundreds of manufacturing companies come in so they can design new AI-based systems that will ensure that Wisconsin manufacturing remains at the forefront of global competitiveness.
Smith praised state and local leaders for supporting Microsoft's plans. He commended President Biden for backing the CHIPS and Science Act and the Inflation Reduction Act. Smith also praised organized labor. Rico Edmondson is a member of the Laborers Union and has already been working to help build the Microsoft data center in Racine County. He says the announced expansion is good news.
That's really good for me. Good for me and my brothers and sisters in all the trades, you know. That's more work. More work means more money, to be honest with you.
Pam Fent is president of the Milwaukee Area Labor Council. She also hopes to eventually organize the people who will work inside the data centers and does not expect opposition from Microsoft.
There's a historic framework agreement between the AFL-CIO and Microsoft to keep a labor peace situation. So we have great faith that these end-use jobs will also be union. There's already organizing attention being paid to it for all of these investments.
Wisconsin Republicans also praised the jobs announcement from Microsoft, but they say President Biden should not get the credit, pointing instead to leaders in Racine County and the company itself. State GOP Chairperson Brian Schimming says the economic growth in the county started years ago.
A lot of what has happened down there started under Governor Walker and President Trump. And so for the president to come in and suddenly said, hey, you know, I've helped get all these jobs here in Racine County just isn't accurate.
Republicans also repeatedly claimed President Biden isn't doing enough to reduce inflation. Next Thursday, Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to visit Milwaukee on an economic opportunity tour. She's likely to talk about the creation of black-owned businesses, erasing medical debt, and reducing student loan debt. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.